Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Someone at the door.
Ah, you're here for me, Clinton. Welcome to Erskine Court. Here she is. Here's Linda. Everybody sit down. Here we go. Linda has been waiting for us here patiently by the microphone. She's got a key. She lets herself in sometimes, don't you?
Yes, but I always try to make quite a lot of noise. I don't want to happen across anything private.
Linda, what have you been up to? Do tell us.
I went to Paris.
Okay, Paris. How lovely.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was sunny.
Yes.
It was coats but no scarves.
Right.
And it did smell a bit of wee. But apart from that, flipping glorious. Lovely.
Apologies to our French friends. We're not suggesting that that they smell of wee.
No, but someone is weeing there and they need to drink more water.
I think what happens quite often is that they have those sort of funny toilets, don't they, where pissoirs, aren't they, God? Where you to stop people doing a wee on the street.
Well, I
of
think
an
they've
evening.
Taken those out, and so okay. Now they've gone back to the old-fashioned way. Somebody, but seriously, dehydration is a thing, and it's very strong.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
It perms my nose hairs.
Oh, how horrible. Well, we've started the new series as we finish the last lot of poo and wee talk. Anyway, was it romantic?
Well, it was just me and Julie, my friend Julie.
Okay, yes.
So we just decided that we were just going to waft around and like have a bit of je ne sais quoi. But we couldn't find any, so we just drank.
Here is the question. What does romance mean to you?
Oh.
Because is it all, you know, like the springtime in Paris, the blossom? Is it a Frenchman coming up with some flowers to a lady? You know, do you like that sort of thing, or is that a little bit old hat now?
I like an old hat.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I like an old hat now and again.
Do you know where I went, which I thought was hopelessly romantic? And if there's anyone from... I kid you not! There's a place in Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester. Have you been to Worcester?
Don't think so.
It floods very easily by the racecourse there.
Wet Worcester.
I stayed in a place called Britannia Square in Worcester.
All right.
It is gorgeous. It's very romantic and it looks...
Do you look like Bath?
It is that sort of thing, Regency houses. Mm. And I really like that. And it really was... It was charming. It's a good few years ago. If anyone is there or owns a hotel and wants me to stay there, then I would like to
try it out and see if it's haunted or not.
Well, it might be haunted. Exactly. It looks like Mary Poppins Land.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you believe in romance, Clinton? Because I do wonder sometimes whether it's something that's been made up to get girls to drop the knickers.
Good point.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was growing up, I was like, NSYNC don't really believe this shit, do they?
What's that? Who done?
You know, all that romantic singing. NSYNC didn't write that. They just sang it, and all the sort of, you know, chest beating and grabbing air and stuff because they were like fretting and wanting to be romantic with you. They were just getting rich, weren't they?
No, listen.
Off my hormones.
That is a very cynical 21st century thing to say, young lady. I have had moments in my life which, okay, may have ended up in physical contact, but leading up to that
point... But
that
was not the object of the exercise. Come on.
No, what I'm saying is, leading up to that, there was something in the air. There was a sort of magical connection.
Blimey.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I am delighted, thrilled to be speaking to one of my absolute comedy heroes. This is absolutely genuine. None other than from his palace down in Kent. It's TV's Vic Reeves, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Oh, Vic. Hello.
Oh, lovely to speak.
Now, how should I address you?
Mr. Baptiste or Clinton. Clinton is fine.
Not Mr.
No, Clinton's fine. Tell me, Vic, I know you are someone who believes in the supernatural. I know that maybe you're someone who's experienced
very much so.
What can you regale us with, old son?
Well, the first spectre, yeah. If you don't mind me calling them spectres, is that an official word?
That is an official word in the glossary.
The spectre, once we've passed over, once we've perished and passed, would how would you address yourself then? Would it be spectre, ghoul?
Oh, that's very good. Well, I mean, I do occasionally get up to heaven. I go up there and people still call me Clinton. They can call me whatever they like. But
I'm going to go with Spectre for now. But the earliest encounter with a Spectre that I had was when I was brought up on the edge of the town. So there was the countryside. Now, near the countryside was a wool factory. And a fella fell into one of the wool winding machines. And he was sliced into many hundreds of pieces, and his spectre was said to walk the fields. So me and my friends went out there, and we did see him in the distance, a puff of smoke, if you like. But on a closer inspection, he had been in the wool blender, and he'd been put back together in all manner of different styles. It was all wrong. Where his head should have been was a foot.
You know, like a sort of patchwork of different body parts?
Like a patchwork quilt.
Good God.
And he had a dog with him, which was facing backwards.
Oh, bloody hell, that must have been terrifying.
But anyway, so that was my first encounter.
Yeah. Any others from around that time growing up, or was it later on in life?
Second encounter was, I was in a pop group, what you might call a combo.
Yeah.
And so I was there and we were rehearsing and we heard a noise. A plank flew off a table. A curtain fell. A light bulb glowed slightly more than it should have done.
Yeah.
A radio suddenly turned on. You know, all the stereotypical things.
Yeah.
But it did frighten us, and we ran outside. This is perfectly true, actually. We ran outside, and a huge egg-shaped character came out through the window.
Character? What, block?
Well, I would like to say, if there was ever a ghost of Humpty Dumpty, that was him.
Right. Yeah. This is real, is it? It came out of where? The window. What do you mean?
A window and a door.
A window and a door?
Well, it came through the door that had a window in it, if you understand that.
Bloody hell, yeah, really.
Yeah. What, so it came and locked the door and left.
Bloody hell. Did all the king's horses and all the king's men put him back together again?
All of the, there's another one. Look, cracked into pieces. Is that something that
could be
spectacles and ghosts do?
Could be, yeah. The constituent parts, yeah. Taken apart.
And then put that together like an Airfix.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What
in the wrong place.
That curious, wasn't it? So what was the name of this band, and what were you were all sort of rehearsing or something, were you?
We were called Trout. And all the songs were about freshwater fish.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. Did you have a record deal at some stage, did you?
No, we don't. No one was interested in songs about freshwater fish in those days.
Right, no, there wasn't.
We started paying attention to songs about...
It was only when Marillion came about that became popular, wasn't it?
We met Marillion. We met the singer from Marillion.
Fish, yeah.
Hello, is that Barry?
Hello, Peter. Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. What can I do if you're busy at the moment, you know?
Oh, what are you busy at? What's on the agenda?
I'm just clearing up after my Margaret, then I go for my walk.
Ah, your Margaret, yes.
Delightful.
Always turned out lovely. Very nice, indeed.
Sorry, just a second. What do you mean by that? Yes, she does look nice.
She likes to slap it on, doesn't she, though?
What do you mean? She slaps on the makeup sort of thing?
Yeah, she looks very delightful.
Thank you.
You're a very lucky man, Barry.
I will pass that on. That's very kind of you. But you didn't phone up just to,
say how lovely Margaret is. I think I phoned up. It was the wet wipes again. The wet wipes.
What about the wet... Mr. Rawlins, I've not been using the wet wipe. Please, what do you want?
I've figured it out. It's not you, love. It's Margaret, clearly. He used it for a makeup and shoved it down the toilet.
I'll tell you who's using... If anyone's using wet wipes, get it off their face. It's your sister Helen who turns up, isn't it? You've seen her orange.
Oh, Helen.
She's a horrible tangerine makeup to make Donald Trump look pale. Before your sister goes to bed in your bathroom, she looks in the mirror, it's like a bloody tango man looking back at her. She wipes it off, bosh, she flushes it straight down the toilet.
How dare you?
You are beginning to be a right... Excuse my French, fucking arsehole.
Hello, friends. This is a teaser podcast for season 6. Now, join me over at patreon.com/ Clinton Baptiste and get to hear the full season 6 podcast, plus videos, celebrity interviews, sketches, features, Linda the Lot. Come on, get over there. Be one of my special friends. Thank you. Namaste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You all right? Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.